Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
What I've realized, at least my opinion, is that raising money is the top of the real estate mountain. When you raise money, when you control the money, the deals find you.
Are you ready for the best real estate investing advice ever? Join Joe Fairless and today's best ever guests as they share it with you. It's the best ever advice with none of the fluff. Let's go.
Do you know how you can benefit from crowdfunding? If you haven't checked out our special series, Best Crowdfunding Crash Course Ever, presented by Patch of Land, then you need to. It's episodes 152, 159, 166, and 173, because you'll hear from the industry's leading crowdfunding experts on how you can benefit by getting involved, whether it's getting access to funds for your deal or passively investing in other people's deals. The time is now to get started. Go to patchofland.com/best ever to grab your copy of the top 10 answers to the top 10 crowdfunding questions. That's patchofland.com/best ever. Hi there, best ever listeners. Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever show. I'm Joe Fairless, your host, and let's do another Skill Set Sunday. Today is May the 17th. I hope you're having a best ever weekend and a wonderful Sunday. And maybe you're not listening to it on Sunday. Maybe you're in your car and you listened to it. You slacked off and you didn't listen to it on Sunday. And it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or Saturday. Either way, I hope you're having a best ever day. What I want to talk to you today about is the crazy and productive / careful what you wish for week that I've had with the deals that I've been working on. Because what one of the takeaways, and really the main takeaway from this week, is my whole vision for my business is to be somebody who raises money and brings that money to deals. Because I've done a lot of these interviews, over 250 to be exact-ish. And what I've realized, at least my opinion, is that raising money is the top of the real estate mountain. When you raise money, when you control the money, the deals find you. And I first heard that by Josh Cantwell on the show, and it stuck with me. And then the more and more I spoke to people who do raise money, you know, I've raised over $1 million on my first deal, a multifamily deal, but people who raise multi millions of dollars, that's what I've seen. Because when they have access and the ability to do that, the good deals just magically find them. And that truly is a scalable business versus if you have no money, but you have deals, it's possible because obviously, you know, people can do creative financing and make things happen because they do. But what I see as the more scalable way is being the person behind the money and then being able to distribute it to different deals. That way you've got a lot of people looking for those good deals on your behalf. And what I found this week in particular is that a lot of people are looking for money. A whole lot of people are looking for money, and there are good deals out there in the multifamily space. You know, we hear a lot of people saying multifamily is overheated, and I agree. Across the board in the United States, multifamily is overheated, but there are markets that make sense. You can still cash flow, and quite frankly, I think in any market, you can get a good deal. It's just a matter of who you know and the terms of the deal and how you buy it. That's really it, how much you pay for it. Maybe not even how much you pay for it. Usually, maybe it's just the terms of the deal. So what I saw this week, I mean, I've got a development deal I've been working on for the last year in a month, so 13 months. I've been trying to find a development partner for that one. And that's a whole long story, and that's been a roller coaster, but that will happen because I have the money lined up, the $9 million through a family office that is via an equity broker. And another deal came across my desk just actually about 20 minutes ago whenever I was talking to a potential development partner on this deal. They said, well, how about you raise money for a deal that we're about to break ground on? So that's two deals that I have in the hopper. And the first one got the money in place, but the second one, they're looking for money. Third, one of my consulting clients, they've got a property in a large city in Texas that they're about to put under contract, just won the winning bid, and they're looking for some help with the equity raise on that. So that's another deal that needs money that sounds, for all intents and purposes, sounds like a very good return. And then there's an off-market deal in Northern Kentucky that I've been looking at. And I was just introduced to that a couple days ago, and all I need to do there, and it's a market I'm very familiar with, but basically all I need to do there is just finish underwriting, and I'm going to make an offer on that very soon. So what I realize is that the money really controls everything. It controls the deal. And that, you know, that might be like, no kidding, Joe. I've been listening for that advice. What do you mean? Of course, the money controls everything. But how much of our time, how much of your time is spent getting the money in order, getting the financing in order? And, you know, they talk about some of the best times. When I say they, I mean previous best ever guests talk about some of the best times to get and secure financing is when you don't need it. So if you are in the single family home market or fix and flip and you have an ability to get a personal line of credit, or even if you're a buy and hold investor and you've got a full-time job and you have a ability to get a personal line of credit, do it. Do it today. That should be an action item. That should be a next step because you will have access to that personal line of credit and you can just sit on it. Or if a deal comes up, you can act on the deal and buy with the personal line of credit should you choose to do so. At least you have that option. Now, it's not a loan. A personal line of credit is not a personal loan. Personal loan is when you actually take out the loan to start, the clock starts ticking and you have to pay interest on that loan. It is a personal line of credit. So if you have a W-2 job right now, tomorrow, you need to go to probably a community bank or credit union because they're likely going to have the best terms. But go to your bank and go to a community bank or credit union if that's not your bank, and get a personal line of credit. And they're going to ask you, how much do you want for your credit? How much of a line of credit do you want? Say, how big can I go? And get that because that's going to look really good on, number one, your credit score. Now, there will be a ding on your credit score just for the hard check to see what your credit is. But then once you get approved, you'll have the personal line of credit and it's basically just cash sitting there should you need it for a property. And that's just one tactical way. Another way of getting the money is if you raise money, then constantly be sending out updates to your investors. If you don't have a database, money is in a database. You have to have a database. And that's simply a mailing list. I use MailChimp, and it's just incredibly easy to use. But get a database, get a mailing list, and just send them monthly updates about what you're up to. But add value in their life, so make it really relevant to why they subscribe to you in the first place. There needs to be a system and a habitual routine in place to do ongoing outreach to your money partners and continually build the ability for you to close on deals, because I'm telling you, that's the top of the real estate mountain when you control the money and the deals are going to find you. We spend so much time trying to find a good deal. Well, if we spent half as much time trying to find the money and then the deal, I suspect you'd have two times as many deals closing. And I've witnessed that firsthand, both in my business and then also with the guests that I have on the show. And we also want to be careful with what we wish for, right? Because I've been saying to my friends and a couple times on the show that I want to be the one who's controlling the money and then I'll find good deals. Well, shoot, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4 deals this week happened all at once. Well, one of them I've been working on for a very long time, but 3 of them happened this week that were brand new. The deal with one of my clients, the deal in Northern Kentucky, and the other development deal that I just found out about a little bit ago. So we also want to be prepared to act and deliver on what our vision is. And again, that goes back to being prepared and having everything lined up and always being ready to strike. Right, I'll always be ready to make things happen and deliver on the vision that you have. So what's your vision? Where do you see your company going? And what can you do right now to set those wheels in motion? And what are you doing? Because let's get very specific to this episode. What are you doing right now to get money for your business? What are you doing right now to make sure that you have the funds available to not only close on your next deal, but close on 2 deals from now? What are you doing? What are you doing right now to make sure that if you lose your job, you're still going to have the ability to be active in real estate? What are you doing right now? Think about the different ways, and I've mentioned a couple of them. Think about the different ways that you can keep the money coming into your business so that you're actively doing more and more deals. Hope you have a wonderful weekend, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Crowdfunding. You've heard about it, and now it's time to learn about it. Our best ever sponsor, Patch of Land, is a leading expert in the crowdfunding space, and they've got all the answers to your crowdfunding questions. Go to patchofland.com/best ever and grab your copy of the top 10 answers to the top 10 crowdfunding questions. That's patchofland.com/best ever.
Hey you, best ever listener. Do you want more? Then go to joefairless.com, where you'll get tons of free videos, templates, and content to help you get deals done. And remember to subscribe to the best ever show in iTunes so you can keep getting your daily dose of the best real estate investing advice ever.